Unit 8, page 74. Reading. Exercise 3.
The Checklist Manifesto by Atul Gawande. 1. A doctor in a large hospital walked into an operating room where an operation was being performed. Everything seemed to be going well, but the doctor picked up on one disturbing fact. No one was wearing a face mask. He was a little shocked. Wearing a face mask is basic hospital procedure. But he didn't say anything. The operation was a success. But a few days later, the patient came down with a fever. It turned out that she had a serious infection, probably because the doctors and nurses hadn't followed a simple rule. If they'd worn their masks, the patient wouldn't have been infected. 2. Someone who'd be interested in that story is Atul Gawande, who wrote a book called The Checklist Manifesto, How to Get Things Right. Gawande is a doctor himself, and in his book, he suggests that if surgeons run through a simple checklist before every operation, then lives will be saved. And he has the numbers to prove it. In 2001, at an important American hospital, there was an experiment that required doctors to use a 5-point checklist before they carried out specific procedures. The checklist was just a list of routine things doctors should normally do without thinking. For example, wearing rubber gloves, washing hands before and after every patient, and so on. By making sure that the checklist was followed, there were almost no infections over the 27 months of the experiment, and they reckon that around 8 lives were saved. When the checklist was tried out again in hospitals in Michigan, in the U.S., infections went down by 66%. 3. In his book, Gawande looks at other professions too, to support his argument that checklists reduce accidents and improve success rates. He points out that people like engineers and pilots use checklists all the time. And he comes up with some good examples. Just imagine that an airplane crashed because the pilot had failed to follow basic procedures. Suppose a skyscraper fell down because the engineers hadn't remembered to do some important calculations. There would be an immediate inquiry to look into these events. So Gawande's question is, if pilots and engineers use checklists, why don't doctors use them? 4. But when Gawande talked to doctors at 8 hospitals about a checklist that he had developed, he found that a lot of them weren't very enthusiastic. 20% of the doctors that Gawande talked to said that the list was too difficult to use and that it wouldn't help save lives. But when they were shown the statement, "If I had surgery, I'd want the surgeon to use this list," 93% of the same doctors agreed with it. So it's hard to work out why they don't want to use it themselves. 5. The Checklist Manifesto is a really interesting and well-written book. It reminds us to do basic things to avoid problems. It's relevant for all of us, not just for doctors. We should all use checklists every now and then. Otherwise, we'll make mistakes.